Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about being good to one's parents even after their death. As you know, respect and being good to one's parents is a very important virtue in Islam and in all religions. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him. And He has enjoined kindness to parents. Should they reach old age at your side, one of them or both of them, do not say to them, Fie. And do not chide them, but speak to them noble words. Lower the wing of humility to them out of mercy and say, My Lord, have mercy on them, just as they reared me when I was a small child. The very famous verse of the Holy Quran. But a lot of people think that, being good and kind and respectful to one's parents is only something that one can do while they're alive. This is a misconception which is incorrect. In fact, we can do good to our parents even after they have passed away and they are dead. In this beautiful hadith, it has been narrated that the Prophet was asked about being good to one's parents after their death and said, Yes, it entails praying for them, seeking forgiveness for them, fulfilling their promises after them, maintaining kinship that is not done other than through them, and honoring their friends. Right? The Prophet mentioned a lot of instances of how we can be good to our parents after their death. First of all, there's one thing that we can do, which is very easy. We can pray for them, pray for their forgiveness in the hereafter. Pray that they are in a good state wherever they are. That's one thing that we can do. Another thing is that we can fulfill their promises. If they promise to do something for somebody or promise to do something in general, but weren't able to fulfill it and they passed away, we can carry out their promise and make sure that, you know, it's done. Another thing that we can do is we can maintain a kinship that is not done other than through them. Like, for example, let's say that, you know, they had, you know, a brother or another relative which they were fond of and they used to visit. We can do the same, and we can, in place of them, we can go and do that. Or if they were taking care of somebody that was their responsibility, somebody from amongst their family members, we can take on that responsibility once they have passed. And finally, the Prophet mentioned honoring their friends. If they had certain friends who they were fond of, you know, we can honor them and respect them after they have passed on. In this connection, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has been reported as having said, a man could be obedient to his parents during their lifetime, then they die, and he does not repay their debts or ask Allah to forgive them. So Allah records him down as being insolent. Or he could have been insolent to them during their lifetime and not obedient, but after their death, he repays their debts and seeks forgiveness from Allah for them. Allah records him down as righteous. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at being good to one's parents after their death, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.